Broadcasting live from a brand new Pottawatomie Sportsbook inside Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
We them boys. We them boys. Holla, holla, holla. We making noise. Holla. Holla.
It's the Faux 1 Faux Hour at Faux. From the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studio,
right here
on KBN.
I like that, Brad.
That was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I felt it. Maybe it's just being at Pato.
It's the holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend. And football's on its way. Just vibes are high. They feel good. And I feel good. You can hear it in my voice.
Yeah, Strove, how would you grade that 4-1-4? Because he's your competitor, because you'll be doing it tomorrow. Or no, I'll be doing it tomorrow, but still.
Strove, I'll do it tomorrow.
I'll make you do it tomorrow, Strophy.
Make me? Make me do it tomorrow.
I'm going to make you do it, Strove. That's a tough convince.
No, you know, he's a little hot from what Jason Wilde said about himself.
Yeah, that was a shot across the bow.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He said he didn't mean it that way. But that certainly sounded like he was taking a shot at you.
Yeah, like your boy Graham Gano, and he didn't even have to say J.J. Jansen.
And he goes, yeah, here you are, just hosting a little old radio show.
Yeah, I was like, dang, Jason. Obviously, he and I are boys. He didn't mean it like that, but it sure hit like that.
It sounded like that. By the way, I would give you a B+. That was pretty darn good, bro.
Okay.
Passing
good.
Grade.
That's good. I'm an A- guy,
but you're a B+. You're right.
Okay.
You're right on my heels.
Now, are you grading me on a curve, like to my usual work, or are you grading me in totality, even like next to Kyle's faux one?
Oh, no. Well, Kyle is exempt because he is clearly the A+. But
okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I would be grading you in totality of all your work. I think that was one of your best ones yet.
It felt good. I agree.
It was good.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. You spoke with confidence.
I did. Maybe I found my rhythm.
Nah, I hope so. We'll have more days to figure that out,
because
Ben will be out at some point again as he texts us to let us know he has 60 hours of vacation still.
That's seven and a half days for those of you keeping track.
I legit do not know how that's possible.
Our manager, because as Greg Scalzo was in charge of the whole market, he doesn't know how it is. He's confused too.
Ben texted us a screenshot of his vacation days, but he was trying to angle it as if he's a grinder. He even said hashtag grinder, as if like he didn't still have a lot of vacation days and he hasn't already used a ton.
Ben is a master manipulator. He sent us a screenshot of the time off that he has left. He could have sent us how much he has used, but he didn't do that. He said 60 hours left for the year. You can be the PTO counters if you want to. Plus, can't use 2 paternity days due to the fact that you have to use them in the first 6 months. But I didn't want to miss any of the show, even all capitalized EVEN, when baby girl needed me to watch her.
Oh,
hashtag
my
grinder.
Goodness.
He's full of it.
He is.
Wait, so does that mean he's listening to the show?
He's taking a half day right now because he's listening to the show. It's a half day. I get his game here. I'm listening to the show. I sent a couple emails, and, you know, I talked to some people. This is a half day. I'll basically work from home, Greg. I'll take a half day. I know his whole game.
That is funny.
I do know his whole game. But this is Kyle Brusted Nortman right here on ESPN Milwaukee and also on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, as this is the Faux 1 Faux Hour, as Brad said, live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studio here at Pottawatomie in downtown Milwaukee.
That's right, man. We feel it every time we walk in here that there is a matter of, I'll use the word, like, awe. I mean, I am in awe when I walk in.
I feel like a new man. That's what it is, Pato. You feel like a new man with these bright lights.
Well, and even you said you're about to post a video, or will at some point. You said you needed to do like an MTV Cribs type of like reveal. Like, you got to see what we're working with here.
No, for real.
We show the studio. You show the sports book. We're kind of in this VIP section. Everything about it is awesome. It just gets to be so darn geared up for football season.
And the thing I love about it is the fact that when I was excited to put it on my Instagram, because I feel so exclusive, right?
Again, you get to
be able to come down to the sports book, you know, make whatever bets that you want to make. But on top of that, you're able to watch all the different games that they have going on, different events going on. It is so fantastic. I'm telling y'all, watching college football this year, watching NFL this year is going to be so different for the city of Milwaukee, because we got the sports book where we can enjoy. Imagine fans slapping hands and celebrating touchdowns while, you know, winning with the fact that you chose Jordan Love to go over 200 50 yards passing.
Yeah, and you know, when it comes to, like, it really does feel like you're in Vegas, but you're here in Milwaukee. And one of the things I think Vegas does a really good job at, it's, like, great food. Like, it's not just about, you know, the sports betting, if that's what you want to do, but the food's amazing, the drink selection, the comfort, everything about it. This is, like, legitimately replication of that, because we had food from the kitchen, and it was so good, it hits every time.
It's too good. It makes you want to eat it. But you said the word replication, and unlike Ben, I actually know what words mean. And so when I think about replication, it makes me think about the Green Bay Packers in this season, right? There is somebody going into the Hall of Fame named Clay Matthews, the Packers Hall of Fame. Clay Matthews is going into the Packers Hall of Fame this weekend, so congratulations to him. And as I was looking at Clay Matthews and like, dang, I remember them times, I'm hoping that the Green Bay Packers can emulate or replicate exactly what that 2010-2011 Green Bay Packers team did. And when I look at that, in order for the Packers to truly compete for a championship, they have to have a good defense like the Packers had that season. If the Packers are going to win, they need guys like Rashawn Gary to go out there and play like a Clay Matthews. They need guys like a Kenny Clark to go out there and play like a Cullen Jenkins to the high level that old number 77 Cullen Jenkins played like. And if they believe that they can truly win a Super Bowl, they're going to have to go out there and have Xavier McKinney be the same playmaker that Nick Collins was. We know what the formula is for success here in Green Bay. And the one missing piece that we've have had, despite, you know, the defense played well in some of those playoff games, and Aaron Rodgers just did not cut it. He didn't play well good enough in order for the Green Bay Packers to win some of those playoff games. But at the end of the day, when we had a guy like Nick Collins getting interceptions to turn a game, when we had a guy like Clay Matthews where Coach Kevin Green, RIP, said to Clay, it's time, Clay. And on the next possession, he goes and strips Rashad Mendenhall, whatever his name was. Doesn't matter. He's a loser because he didn't win the Super Bowl like we did. When he strips him, we have Cullen Jenkins being the pride and soul of that defense. That's what it takes to win a championship. And that's exactly why I use those three guys' names, because I believe Rashawn Gary has what it takes to be as disruptive as Clay Matthews was. I believe that Kenny Clark can take his game to another level to impact the game that Cullen Jenkins did. And more importantly, we signed Xavier McKinney to be the next great safety for the Green Bay Packers. Can he be the game changer on the back end? This is what the Packers need to be able to replicate defensively in order to ensure that we can finally bring the Lombardi Trophy back to Green Bay.
You know, Kyle, I love that, because I got asked earlier, am I still a Packer fan? Even though, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin, grew up loving the Packers, but then played 6 years in the NFL for the Panthers and the Jags, and you just lose your fanhood. It's never quite the same after you play and come back. So I still like to see the Packers do well. But one of my final great memories of being a true, bought-in, 100% Packer fan was that Super Bowl, was that 2010-2011 season where they won the Super Bowl, went on that unbelievable run. I was in college. I mean, we had Super Bowl parties after parties, like, have these games. I remember those teams, Kyle. Those teams were unbelievable. That defense was absolutely nasty. A championship-level defense. So I know those names, and when you say Clay Matthews, Cullen Jenkins, Nick Collins, I needed to go back and just remind myself of their greatness, right? In that year of 2010, Clay Matthews had 13.5 sacks.
Ooh, he was cooking.
He was first-team All-Pro, second in Defensive Player of the Year. Cullen Jenkins.
Come on now.
I mean, killing
it. Come on now. He was arguably not even the best defensive player on the team, because you still had Sir Charles Woodson.
You had Charles Woodson, who I think was Defensive Player of the Year, maybe right before that. Cullen Jenkins had 7 sacks, and I forgot. Can I just talk about Nick Collins' greatness for a second here?
Nick Collins was incredible.
From 08, 09, 2010, 3 seasons, 3 straight years of All-Pro and Pro Bowl, and he had 7 picks, 6 picks, 4 picks. Kyle, they had 7 picks last year in total, the Packers.
That's what I'm saying. Talk about how great he was. Unfortunately, he had an injury derail his career. And so, you know, he was on his way to being the next Leroy Butler, or maybe better. And I say that because Leroy is a NFL Hall of Famer finally. Nick Collins was an absolute game changer on the back end.
And you're not even mentioning Charles Woodson, who was a Hall of Famer.
I didn't mention Charles,
because
Charles was a Swiss Army knife that could literally do everything.
And you can't expect anyone to be that. He is a one of one. But when I hear them talking about this Green Bay Packers of Rashawn Gary being Clay Matthews, and can Kenny Clark be Cullen Jenkins, and Xavier McKinney be Nick Collins, man, I just think those are big shoes to fill. It doesn't feel like they're there yet. Each one of those individual players needs to take not a minor, a major step forward if they're going to be those three guys. And I think you're right. I think if this team's going to be a Super Bowl contender, you need three guys like
that.
But
do you think they're capable of doing it? And I like asking
they're capable.
Because, again, I love doing this because big fan of Braz when he played at Wisconsin. When he went to the pros, I was like, all right, cool, whatever. You know, the Brookfield Central guy got drafted. Woohoo, I'm proud of him. But you got to play with some studs on defense in Carolina specifically. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I always like asking you, because we always joke about you being a punter, but you had a front row seat to some guys like a Luke Kuechly, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. A guy like Tommy Davis, he may not make the Hall of Fame, but he was a dude
yes,
when
he was.
Played. And that's just out of curiosity, like what is it that the Packers guys need to do in order to take that next step to be dudes? What are they missing?
Well, it's hard to say precisely what it is, because the guys like Luke Kuechly for Carolina, when I played with him, Calais Campbell, the guys we mentioned
Is he still in the league?
He's still in the league. Unbelievable. we had so much. Jalen Ramsey, Jags. There were so many good defensive guys. They were guys that you just accepted the fact that they're going to dominate. You had no solution for them. And when they decided, I'm going to take over a game, there's really nothing you could do about it.
Okay.
Like when Clay Matthews, to take over a game, when he decided, I'm just going to go ahead and get three sacks and get a sack fumble,
yeah,
there's not much you can do about it, because what are you going to do? Anything that shifts over protection is going to open up someone else. Mm-hmm. It is so debilitating to an offense when you have no answer or you completely expose yourself in other areas just to take care of that one guy. It's rare talents, right? It's rare talent and a rare amount of drive. Now, of the guys that you said need to be that, I do think Kenny Clark is good. We've seen who he is, though, right? I mean, he's quality.
He's already 28, though? They signed
him. 8 or 9?
They signed
him. He is who he is. And he's good. He's really good.
I thought that too, Brad. But the fact that the Packers gave, like you just said, a 28, 29-year-old, I believe a 3-year extension?
Yeah, I think it was.
They gave him an extension. To me, that says they believe there's something in this new Jeff Hafley scheme on defense that makes them believe that he can take his game to a whole nother level.
Yeah, and you're going to need him to, right? Because he is still him and Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary, kind of, but they're the vets of that D line and of the defense in general. And I just think you need those defensive playmakers. For the Packers, for as long as I can remember, they have just been more on the receiving end of the blows, right? It kind of felt like the Packers' defense was just holding on for dear life.
Yep.
Don't give up a big play. Don't be the reason why we lose. So many times when you're a championship team, and we saw this in 2010 with the Green Bay Packers, it was the defense oftentimes the reason why they won games.
Yeah.
They were making plays. They were getting turnovers. They were getting sacks. They were demoralizing the other team. That's in addition to the greatness of the offense as well. So for those guys to take that step, to be Clay Matthews, Cullen Jenkins, and Nick Collins, they're not there yet. Now, of those guys, I do think that Xavier McKinney has the highest likelihood to be Nick Collins.
So that's the guy that you think. 800-990-3776. Who needs to be the dude on this Green Bay Packers defense in order for them to emulate the 2010 Green Bay Packers Super Bowl defense?
Can I interrupt real
2011.
Quick?
Go right
Please.
Ahead. You're a Packer backer. I know you have a take.
It's actually not a take. It's a question for you guys to ponder. So, Kyle, you've worked at ESPN Milwaukee how long?
I came back in 2016, but I started back in 2009.
Okay, so a long time is the answer. I'm curious. I'm curious from your. I was not in diapers. I was, however, in elementary school in 2009.
Way in the bed.
Were you really? What grade were you in?
Fall of 2009, I'd be entering fifth grade.
Dang. That's crazy. I was in sixth grade
the year the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sorry to make
Don't
you
back go. Yay.
Don't back go. I think I hit puberty in sixth grade. Might have been more like, go, Pack, go. Anyway, I'm curious from your perspective, Kyle, when the last time the name Cullen Jenkins was said on these airwaves?
Oh, I don't know, but I don't know when the last time it was, but let me tell you something about Cullen Jenkins. He was injured in that season as well, and he came back and he helped the Green Bay Packers. Cullen Jenkins was an absolute stud for the Green Bay Packers for like 3 years in a row. Like, Cullen Jenkins was, to me, on the defensive line, played with an attitude, played with an edge. He was the leader of that defensive line for the Green Bay Packers.
He was a tank.
Guys like, yeah, they had Johnny Jolly. They had Ryan Pickett.
Johnny Jolly.
They had.
I cannot believe these names.
Yeah, he's just sipping on that scissor. Remember, he had that, but he overcame that.
Kyle.
The thing is that Cullen Jenkins was that passionate leader that I always saw on that defense, and that's what I love about Cullen.
I mean, those are some names right there. I am glancing through that team.
Oh.
You don't know it in the moment, but looking back at the greatness of this team, it really was something. I even forget about A.J. Hawk as someone that's easy to forget.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You need – these are guys that were all playing at a high level across the board, hey, right?
Bishop, he was playing at a high level at that time, too.
Yep, and so Sam Shields. I think that B.J. Raji, of course. So when you look at those guys – it almost it actually kind of depresses me. I don't think that this defense is this close to this team.
This is
a great defense.
You feel that way, but these guys had all come of age, and you brought in another guy. Like, this team has come of age. Hopefully the defense – they're not a young defense, but hopefully they come of age and find each other this year under the new defense of Jeff Hafley. 800-990-3776. We're talking about, what do we need to see? Who needs to elevate their game in order to make you feel confident that this Green Bay Packers defense can emulate the defense of the 2010-2011 Super Bowl championship team of the Green Bay Packers? 800-990-3776. That is the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line. And Jeff in Brookfield, your old stomping grounds,
Brad. Hey.
You're on KBN right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Great, Jeff.
I think – you know, it's hard to compare one year to another, but hopefully this year, Eric Stokes is healthy so far.
Oh,
Jair Alexander is off to a good start.
Yeah,
I like some of the young defensive linemen they've got, Wooden and Brooks. Rashawn Gary's healthy. Preston Smith is healthy, and I think we haven't seen Edgerrin Cooper yet, the linebacker from Texas A&M, and. Evan Williams and Bullard look good at safety, along with Xavier McKinney. So
Jeff, you sound confident. I think so you think they're going to be good. I can see that coming. But do you think this is a top 10 defense based off what you're saying? What are your expectations for this defense then?
I think they could be a top 10 defense. They're still really young. So I think I'm hoping that as the year goes on with the experience and as they mature a little bit, I'm hoping that the defense is better week 17 into the playoffs than it is right now. So
I like that. Thank you so much, okay. Jeff, for your call.
Like
you know, I like that is because that 10 and 6 year the Green Bay Packers had, the defense wasn't consistent all throughout the year, right? But the whole football team as a whole was playing their best football when it truly mattered at the end of the year. 800-990-3776.
Yeah, and you know, when I look at this team, I just wonder, this defense has been a liability for so long. Maybe they finally shift to being an asset to this team.
Yeah.
You know?
I think
it'd be awesome.
No, it would be awesome. And maybe, as Jeff was just saying, maybe we got the horses now that finally that can pull us through the finish line like Seabiscuit. 800-990-3776. I love talking about Seabiscuit anytime I can. But Ainsley it's funny from high school.
Okay.
Make fun of people. But Ainsley in Milwaukee, you are on Kyle Brustin Nortman. What do you say about this Packers defense, and what do you think you need to see in order for them to be championship caliber?
I think you hit the nail on the head already with the way the defense in 2010 hit their stride towards the end of the year with the things that they were doing. But in reality, looking at this team, Lucas Van Ness takes that next step. Really, honestly, the question I have is the linebackers. I think the defensive line is solid. Who's going to get a pass rush? Kind of goes directly with the coverage. Could be coverage sacks, too. I'm not too worried about the defensive backs. It's really, honestly, like I said, the linebackers. That's the big.
Yeah, I think the linebackers is probably, outside of kicker, biggest question mark of this entire football team is the linebacker position. They're young, and the guys that you do have coming back haven't really performed expectations. In order to be a championship-level defense, I do believe that D-line, linebacker, and secondary, even though D-line and secondary are probably most fortified, everyone needs to take a collective step forward.
Everybody, I 100% agree with that. I love this right now. KBN Nation, you are awake, and we're talking about this Green Bay Packers defense as the season is literally
got me working back here.
Yeah, no, the season is a week and a day away, and right now, are you getting feels for what we saw in 2010, 2011? And if you are not, we want to know, who's your X factor? Who's the guy that needs to rise their game to another level in order to lead this Green Bay Packers defense the way that a Cullen Jenkins, the way that a Clay Matthews did, the way that a Charles Woodson did. 800-990-3776. That is the ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. We want to hear from you. This is KB, and we'll have more conversation and callers on the other side.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Giannis does look like a longer, you know, he beats on his body, like kind of plays so rough. You wonder about. Shut up, Max. Yeah.
I'm not letting that one pass.
Yeah, I just realized beats on his body. Like, I meant like physical.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Physicality down
come
there.
Come on, Kyle.
You guys are, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure your minds are in a gutter. Grow up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Yeah, it's that time of day where you're clocking out of the work week. It's almost a long weekend. You just earned that paycheck. Make that paycheck do a little bit of earning for you. You got to know where you're going to put it. Bank 5-9 is the only place for that. Bank 5-9, they're a true local community bank whose mission statement, their motto, make lives better. They're making lives better of everybody they touch, whether it be their customers, who know that they're working with a true local community bank that have all of their financial needs taken care of. They can put their head on the pillow and sleep well at night. The community, volunteerism, and generosity is something that Bank 5-9 does all the time. You can see them active all over southeastern Wisconsin and their employees. True health of a company is the health of their employees, and they're named again as a top workplace by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bank 5-9 is doing it all, making lives better for everybody around them. Bank 5-9, a true local community bank. Check them out today at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
It is Kyle Brustin Nortman here on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Beaver Dam, and we are talking defense. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers 2010-2011 defense and comparing them to the fact that can this current roster, do we have anybody on this team that can replicate and can emulate the greatness of that defense when you're talking about whether it is Clay Matthews, whether it is Cullen Jenkins, whether it is Charles Woodson, or whether it is Nick Collins. 800-990-3776. That is the ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. And now I want to hear from you, Brian and Lake Mills. What are your thoughts?
I love that Jair is going to be engaged. He's already happy. He's excited to be here. New defense. He's got McKinney. The two of them are just absolute bangers. If we want,
I like that banger.
Yes, sir.
We need Rashawn Gary not to be a one game banger and go three games in witness protection. So really, it's Gary staying healthy and being productive over games, not just a game here and then three games later having another 1-2 sack. And then it's Quay Walker. If he can he's got the physical tools. We all know he just doesn't have the mental side of it yet. If he can put that mental part together, we're talking about having anywhere between 4 to 5 absolute bangers on this defense.
Bangers.
Oh, you know what that phone call was, fellas?
Oh, I do.
Tell us. Banger.
Banger.
Oh, Brian and Lake Mills.
Unbelievable.
That was fantastic.
Great use of bangers.
It was. I love KBN Nation.
Love it.
I really do. Thank you, Brian, for not only dropping a lot of knowledge with those.
Banger.
But also entertaining us right now. 800-990-3776.
Brad still can't handle that.
I can. It's so good. It just hits me.
And then knowing who it came from as well is even funny, knowing Mina Khan.
Oh, man.
That is hilarious.
Too funny.
Oh, man. TJ in Milwaukee, I just got to get to you here, TJ. I heard you about to bring it, TJ. TJ, what are your thoughts on this Green Bay Packer defense?
Let's go, TJ.
Quay Walker, absolutely. Following up with that, he needs to be able to pursue in the coverage. As long as he can contain the run, and then we can rely on him in the flat to contain outs and short passes, him with Xavier McKinney and his talent should be the leaders of this offense, of defense, excuse me.
I absolutely.
Banger. Yes, DJ, thank you so much. I think they make a great point, right? Is Quay Walker can be a big difference maker in this new 4-3 defense if he's able to bring it all together, right? Like, I personally don't think he's the one, but he can be a huge contribution where you have at every single level. You're talking about at D-line. You're talking about at linebacker. You're talking about at corner. You're talking about at outside line or defensive end. And, you know, we look at Rashawn Gary about rushing the quarterback, and you're looking at safety. If you have a playmaker or a banger, at every single level or every single position.
It's hard when you're not here, Kyle. I got to be honest.
I understand. Yeah. I should have pointed at the camera for you. That makes a big difference, and that's something that the Green Bay Packers currently haven't shown that they're going to be able to have. But he's absolutely right. It seems like Quay Walker is a name that everybody is waiting for him to explode at some point.
Well, something about this Packer 2010-2011 defense is they not only didn't have a weakness at any level of the defense, D-line, linebacker, secondary, they had studs. I mean, they had legit playmakers at every level of the defense, and I think the ingredients of those playmakers are there for the D-line and secondary with Jair and McKinney, and you've got Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary. It's the linebacker, though, right? It's the linebacking core. Is can Quay Walker take that big step that he needs to be like the guy, to be the guy in the middle of the field? And one thing that we were talking about, Kyle, in the break, I went back and looked at the turnovers for that 2010 Packer defense. Buddy, they had 24 interceptions as a total defense, 24 interceptions and 16 forced fumbles. That's 40 turnovers in the regular season, accounting for 2.5 a game.
And some of the biggest plays, and this is what I love about that you say that, is that now when we think about the Super Bowl, right, and I want everybody listening who is in KBN Nation, all the Packers fans, or those who remember watching that game, that Super Bowl game against the Steelers, what are two monumental plays in that game that we remember?
I remember the Nick Collins interception.
The Nick Collins interception was an interception, takeaway, touchdown, and?
Fill me in.
Clay Matthews.
Oh,
with the trip.
Yeah, like, of course.
Those are legendary moments, but that just shows you the importance of takeaways in football. And this football team and the Green Bay Packers defense consistently showed that was a point of emphasis for them. And in the game that mattered the most, they were able to change the momentum, shift the game by utilizing their defense forcing takeaways to win that football game.
Yeah, I mean, the 40 turnovers from the regular season for the 2010 Packers compared to 17 last year. Ugh. More than double from last year's team. And what there are a few stats where if you win that stat, you almost guaranteed to win the ball game. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, turnovers are one of them.
Yeah.
If you have even a plus one turnover margin makes you 80% likely to win the game. But if you have a plus two turnover margin, which means your turnovers compared to the other team, if you have two more than them, where you take the ball away more than you give to them, just two plus two, it's like a 95% chance to win.
I think that is a stat that we should definitely write down and take note of the fact when we evaluate this defense at the end of the year. Will they have had all these different takeaways? Will they win the takeaway battle? Plus two in games. If they do, we'll remember to Brad telling us that is a formula for success. 800-990-3776. That is the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. And we are talking about the Packers defense as Clay Matthews will be going into the Packers Hall of Fame this weekend. We are celebrating by talking about if there are guys on this roster who can live up to the greatness that has come before them. Because for the Packers to win, that's exactly what we need. And Ryan from Iguanico, he said, listen, it's Jair Alexander. If you could take away half the field, things are way easier. And Ryan, you are absolutely right with that as well. And then Jay just said, the Packers D needs to stop the run, period. You can talk about players all you want, but they definitely need to be able to stop the run. And lastly, on our ESPN Wisconsin YouTube, if you go to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, you can watch us and stream us live. Sports Card and More said, it's Eric Stokes. And I think Eric Stokes is actually a key to this season as well. Because if Eric Stokes continues the trajectory he showed just in year one, he wasn't, you know, a blowaway corner, but you said, okay, we may have something there in Eric Stokes. If he can turn out to be a solid corner, right? He doesn't have to be an all-pro. He doesn't have to be a pro bowler, but he has to be a guy that every single week he's making receivers fight, right? Fight for every single, you know, yard they're going to get, every single, you know, to get open at their breaks. If he's right there in their hip pocket and battling every single week and winning some of those battles, and you know you got Jair on the other side, this defense could be scary.
Yeah, they really will be. I mean, you got to have these guys take a step up. Not only your superstars be superstars, but your role players be somewhere in the good category to where they're certainly not a weakness.
On the other side, there's a surprise, Bradley. I don't know what the surprise is, but
surprise.
We have Jen, Gabe, and Chewy have a nice surprise for Brad Nortman. I wonder what it is. Keep it locked so you can find out right along with Brad and I. This is Kyle Brustin Nortman right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
My offer, as we've come up with it at KBN, thanks to JD and Fondy, reutilizing Judy, who's still in my garage right now.
Is she a big booty Judy or a little flapjack booty Judy?
She's got a little something to her. I'll say that.
What? She got some
Judy the flapjack. Judy the blow up doll. She got a little something to her.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Season is here. You know what that means. Fall is just around the corner, and with cooler temperatures on the way, it's time to make sure your home is ready. And if you've been dealing with drafty windows all summer, your AC working overtime, or just bad installation, now's the perfect time to upgrade with Universal Windows Direct before the cold weather's hit. They at Universal Windows Direct, what I love about them is when you call them at 414-410-2000. For every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. There is absolutely no limit whatsoever, plus 0% financing for 60 months. So for the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. That is UWD.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my window. It is Kyle Brustin Nortman here live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studio here at Pottawatomie in their sportsbook. I'm Kyle Walsh. He's Brad Nortman, and he is Alex Strofe. And Alex Strofe told us during our pre-show meeting that we have every day that he has a little surprise for us from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. More so for you, Brad, not for me.
Yeah.
I think I'm ducking the smoke this time. So, Strofe, what is this surprise you have for my dear friend Bradley?
Well, why don't we just take a listen? That sound good?
Let's do it.
I guess so.
Are you sticking up for kickers right now?
Do kickers matter?
It seems like you're defending kickers right now, and I'm just confused.
Well, I'm defending them from the standpoint. No, I think they should take kicking out of the game totally.
All right, there we go.
Since it's still a part of the game.
There it is.
Like, to players, right? To players. This is how players think. Is Nortman going to be mad at me? You're a punter. I'm talking about kickers.
Okay?
They stick together.
To us as players.
You can take them. It's fine.
Hold on. Kickers, to us, the football players, is like breathing. We shouldn't have to worry about how to do it. Shouldn't have to go like, God, I forgot how to breathe. How do you breathe? I'm choking over here. How do I breathe?
Brad Nortman, what say you?
That is so absurd. Yeah, I mean, I expected better out of Chewy, someone inside the locker room. Listen, let me address, first of all, the taking kicking out of the game. There is something so unbelievably dramatic and unique about kicking and the special teams thing in general. What else in sports do you get everybody lined up, kneeling down, linked arms, and just literally holding their breath, waiting for the result of a play that's the result of a game?
Very true.
That is unique to football. That is exciting. That is thrilling. That is everything great that is about sport, that you could do all of this and it hangs in the balance of one play. I think that's fascinating. And football would not be the same without specialists. And when it comes to the act of kicking and punting, it's a bit more nuanced than just pushing a guy around, right? I mean, it just is. I mean, Chewy's used to just get out of your stance and push, or you go to that spot and catch ball. It's more nuanced than that. Anyone that's played golf, anyone that has played tennis, anything that has done anything that requires fine motor skills and your brain.
Uh-oh, you say Chewy ain't got a brain.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
Chewy
that.
Ain't, he's a scarecrow.
I'm not saying Chewy doesn't have a brain.
He's a scarecrow.
All I'm saying is when you do fine motor skills, plus there's a mental component, it's just different. Yes, people can go through slumps on the golf course or tennis or whatever it is, and kicking is exactly like that. It is a very fine, very specific, very small margin of error task. That's why there's very few that can do it well. I was one of them that could do it well punting, and there's only a few that can do it well kicking, which is why it's so hard to find one. It's hard to find 32 people in the entire world
that can consistently
make a field goal when you need it. So I think it's a beautiful part of the game. And I'll say this. This is my final commentary. I think all the specialist hate, it's rooted in jealousy.
Ooh.
It's rooted in jealousy. Who wouldn't want to get paid the big bucks and not have to get hit, not have to be physically exposed to pain, and only play, you know, five times a game.
And not have CTE.
When I have a very real moment with my teammates, they will even admit that. They're like, look, you live the life. I should have been a specialist. And I was like, you should have been a specialist. Teach your kid how to punt and kick. You won't regret it. It's all rooted in jealousy, Kyle.
And Brad, when you met my mom for the first time, what was the first thing she told you?
She said you should have been a kicker.
She said, I told Kyle, my other son, to go out there and just kick the ball outside at the school across the street.
That is – Mama Wallace is a smart lady, Kyle.
I'm glad you stood up for yourself, Brad, but you did mention more kickers and punters. Punters like to get the ball and hold on to it and run out the clock to and take a safety sometimes, too.
Yeah, I've been known to do that once or twice.
Exactly. But something that you should do this weekend is enjoy IndyCar racing as it returns to the Milwaukee Mile over this Labor Day weekend. The Hy-Vee Milwaukee Mile 250s weekend happens at State Fair Park, Milwaukee Mile, August 30th through September 1st. It's your Need for Speed by being caller number 5 right now. That's caller number 5 right now to ESPN Milwaukee talking text line at 800-990-3776. That is 800-990-3776. The weekend will be feature NTT IndyCar Series races on both Saturday and Sunday. Be caller number 5 right now at 800-990-3776. Almost got the true phone number. Almost said the true phone number. 800-990-3776. Be caller number 5 to win these tickets. Or get tickets at wistatefair.com. We will have Packers Hall of Famer yet? Or future Packers Hall of Famer?
Future.
Brian Bulaga joining us next right here on KBN. Keep it locked on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
And I'm sure he'll offer this opportunity again.
Absolutely
what are you
going
to sell? What are you going to say to Ben Brust?
I'm saying, you don't get your hand on my goddamn face.
No.
It's a no. I can say it in different languages. No, no, no.
Niche or whatever it is.
I don't know.
Nine.
That's a firm way to say no.
Nine. Next time we say nine. Nine.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. I have some famous friends you probably never heard
of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second. Baby, when I leave here, I'm going to get right into my car. My car is looking so good. It's looking reflective, in fact. That's all because of Tsunami Express Car Wash. I am a ceramic member at Tsunami Express. That means that I get unlimited wash member. It's an unlimited wash membership. That means I can go today. I can go tomorrow. I can go as much as I want, and my car is going to be looking fresh and clean. It's an 8.5-year-old car. It looks like I just drove it off the lot. Why don't you experience the state-of-the-art wash technology, powerful free vacuums. There's mat cleaners. There's like a little detail area. I mean, everything you could want for your car. And listen to this deal. At the new Midtown Milwaukee location for Tsunami Express, that's on the intersection of Fond du Lac Avenue and Capitol Drive, it is now open. And you can get a free car wash at that location, the Midtown Milwaukee location, between now and September 1st. Your time is running out if you have not taken advantage of this free car wash. I mean, your car is going to be looking so good afterward, you're going to be thinking to yourself, I'm going to be going back to Tsunami more often, just like me. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat. Learn more at TsunamiExpress.com.
It is Kyle Brusted Norman right here on ESPN Wisconsin, and we are excited to be joined by former Green Bay Packer great Brian Bulaga. Brian, how you doing today?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Just good. Brad and I. Ben is taking his weekly vacation, as I'm sure you are aware of. But, Brian, we were just kind of talking before the break. We were talking to a lot of fans about what does this defense need to do to be a championship caliber. And I don't know if you know this, but Clay Matthews is going into the Packer Hall of Fame this weekend. And who do you think the Packers on that defense that you played with, who would they need to emulate in order for them to really step it up? Is it like Rashawn Gary being a Clay Matthews? Is it a Kenny Clark being like a Cullen Jenkins? Is it like a Xavier McKinney being a Nick Collins? What do you think these Packers players need to do now to emulate that defense you play with?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think we need a guy that is going to be like Clay and always getting after the quarterback, be a disruptor on the edge that teams really, truly have to game plan around, and they have to dedicate one or two blockers to him every play so it frees up other guys on that D-line to get after the quarterback. So having another Clay Matthews would be fantastic. Obviously, Nick Collins was a special, special talent, and it would be great to have another Charles Woodson. Those are all great guys to have. But I think it starts in that front four and getting pressure on the quarterback, because that allows the guys in the secondary – to be aggressive.
Brian, I know you played with Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know if you saw the article this morning by The Athletic basically saying that, you know, talking to agents, player reps, people with knowledge on what life is like inside the New York Jets building, that it's in complete disarray is the quote, and that, you know, they gave Rodgers too much power and they hoped he was going to turn into a team guy, and he hasn't. So, look, I know you played with them and probably still tight with them. So I'm just curious, though, like, how does that strike you? Do you think that that's just more a result of the New York Jets environment and they handled this all wrong? How does that all strike you as you hear that and read that from The Athletic?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't read the article, but it does surprise me to hear that. I just, again, in all my time with Aaron, he was never that way. He was obviously very demanding of the guys around him and the performance he expected and things like that, which was great with everybody because he played at a high level. We all wanted to play at a high level to match that. But I never got that sense of he's bigger than the team or any like that. So I don't really understand what's going on there. I think unfortunately for this entire situation, oh, this is how the Jets have been for a while, right? Yes. Like this is before Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. This was before Aaron Rodgers as well. And I think everyone thought he would show up and it would cure everything. Well, obviously he has to change a culture there, right? This isn't, it's not like the culture there was a winning culture. So he has to go in there and shake things up and turn this in to what Green Bay was for so long when he was there. And that's a winning culture. And that's hard to replicate. So I guess I don't really know what to make of those reports, and all I can base it off is my experience with them. And for me, and when I was there, was a great leader, a demanding leader, but a guy that I loved playing for. So I'm not too sure what to even say on those things.
Talking about the Green Bay Packers culture a little bit, I was watching The Receiver with Devontae Adams, was in the Netflix special, The Receiver. And you end up leaving the Green Bay Packers, play for the Chargers. Is there just something different when you leave the Green Bay Packers? Is it like, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on here? Do you ever have that moment where, like, maybe this Packers organization is special?
Oh, for sure. And that's the thing that that I, you know, and this isn't a bash on the Chargers or anything like that. Like, it has nothing to do with it, but there is just a major difference from Green Bay and the Green Bay Packers and just the state of Wisconsin and the city compared to everywhere else. And obviously I wanted to stay and it just didn't work out. I mean, I love the Green Bay Packers and I love the city. I love the people. But it's also the culture. Like I kind of referenced a little earlier, the culture there is winning. That is all they care about. There's no owner that's worried about the bottom line. They worry about winning, and that breeds a certain type of culture, and that's what you get in Green Bay.
Oh, Brian, we don't have enough time.
Yeah, Brian, real quick, in about 15 seconds, Lewis Riddick said yesterday that Jordan Love is that dude. The only person that he would take to start a franchise with over him is Patrick Mahomes. Do you think that this is spot on for Jordan Love, or do you think he's getting overhyped before the season?
I think I just want to pump the brakes real quick. Let's let this thing build. Let's not put all this over hype and pressure around him. Let's just let him be him, and we'll see how he develops into that. Maybe at the end of the year we could talk about that.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, That is Brian Bulaga. I wish we had more time with Brian, but you can have more time with Brian Bulaga as he joins the Homer Hour coming up next right here on ESPN Milwaukee. This has been KBN.